Hello everyone, Seimin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jatan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Seimin, I saw a video of your wannabe groupie Fat Cat, where you discussed women only wanting guys 6 feet and above. Up until 2012, when Instagram hadn't blown up, I was dating women that were 8s and 9s. I'm 5'8" and dated for 2 to 3 years a woman that was a 9, and she also was 5'9". She was my best experience in bed, maybe because I was in love with her. But once Instagram and Tinder blew up, I was dating sixes by 2016. I got my red pill rage when I became a monk in 2019. I tried Tinder and Bumble back then, and all I got was fives and sixes. Some of them rejected me saying that I was too short, and they only dated guys who looked the way most of the chads dressed up on Instagram. Maybe it's social media that's programmed women's hive mind to want tall chads. Recently, this 5'6" girl told me that I was short. She only dated 6 foot and above dudes, irrespective of race and religion. A month later, she was begging me for help after dudes in Egypt pumped and dumped her, leaving her with no money. I told her I was short, so I couldn't reach out to help her, unquote. Well, Jatan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Tinder and Instagram have wrecked dating because they've raised women's standards and given women access to men that are 3 notch counts higher than before those services were around, even if that access is only perception. For example, women look at guys on Instagram and they typically only look at the attractive guys, so when they go out on dating sites, the only men they notice are similar to the ones that they saw on Instagram. If they didn't have access to social media, they never would have had the opportunity to see such attractive men in the first place, except maybe movie stars and musicians, and as a result, their standards would have stayed lower, because they wouldn't know what it's truly like out there. Men such as yourself, Jatan, had to settle down with women that were 3 levels lower on the attractiveness scale. Because what women find attractive has gone up 3 notches because of men that they see on the internet. I'm afraid that the consequences of social media and Tinder won't be fully felt for another 10 or 20 years. When those women that are now in their 20s and early 30s today, that have only used online dating their entire lives, refuse to settle down because of their extremely unrealistic expectations, which will not only leave them single but childless. That'll definitely put pressure on fertility rates, and I can definitely see advanced economies that have a fertility rate that drops below 1 child per couple in the future. Add lover bots and virtual girlfriends to the mix, and it'll go even lower. Jatan, I love when you actually told that woman that you couldn't help her, because you were just too damn short. Not to worry, though. I'm sure some simp out there paid her way back from Egypt. She probably had the money to get back, she was just trying to get more money from you and possibly other guys out there as well. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Dubai. Porta potty girls still beg Himalayan simps for money to pay for their plane tickets home, even though they have more than enough money to get back Clown World show. Jatan, when you told her no, you wouldn't actually pay for her flight back, she might have actually gained a tiny little bit of respect for you telling her no. As for Instagram and Tinder, what they're doing along with other social media is creating a society where people are increasingly becoming carbon copies of one another. Employers need to know that the workers they hire are quote-unquote normal. So expressing your originality online and in life is increasingly going to be a luxury that only the wealthy or those that are their own bosses will be able to afford. Social media will decrease diversity in people as it forces people to conform their public image to the expectations of others. On the bright side, though, at least that means more social cohesion. After all, we're in the fourth turning, and that's usually the generation where everyone looks and acts the same and is homogeneous. If you look in the 1950s, you'll see that most people dressed and looked almost the same. They didn't want to rock the boat and were all about projecting the image to others that they were normal and happy. Any and all dysfunction was basically covered up. The film Rebel Without a Cause that came out in 1955 shows us that below the perfect happy and calm surface in the 1950s, there's actually a lot of discontent and dysfunction. Today we have people on social media using filters to try and project that they're happy and perfect too. Human behavior is quite predictable, especially if you understand how the Hausstrauss generational theory works. Besides Rebel Without a Cause, there aren't really all that many significant films in the 1950s. Just like right now we're living through a period in film history that historians will just glance over because it's all just superhero films for the most part. Social media is going to make people look the same and boring. You probably noticed on Instagram and Tinder, Chitan, that the women on there all took their photos in the nearby travel destinations around them. The exact same ones as other people. Basically trying to prove that they're normal and well-balanced and have assets. For me, seeing women posting pictures of themselves in places like Paris and Machu Picchu are basically trying to compensate for the fact that there's probably something seriously wrong with them. Recently, I traveled to Budapest to visit my cousin, and she's pretty much like myself. She doesn't generally take pictures of herself, and the few that she actually does take, she doesn't actually post on social media. If you want to know which women are actually different, those would be the ones that don't post pictures of themselves online, to get validation from strangers. That's how you know that a woman is somewhat mentally healthy. She doesn't have to be a narcissist seeking out attention. As for Tinder and Instagram ruining dating, I know for myself the ease of getting a girlfriend online makes the game way too easy, and thus boring. Part of dating for me was always about the thrill of chasing and being rejected and then the triumph of finally getting together with someone. Once I knew I could go online and get a girlfriend in a week or two, my thirst went away. Just knowing that you don't have to be alone if you don't want to be calms you down and makes you appreciate your alone time all the more. So for me, Tinder didn't actually wreck dating. It actually improved it. I think it depends on how attractive you are. It increases the options for men at the top of the sexual hierarchy, but for the majority of men, it still forces them to lower their standards. So your comments, Chitan, pretty much showed me that you weren't in the top 5 to 10% of dudes out there. The internet just amplifies how attractive or unattractive you are. You can clearly see that with women using Instagram filters to accentuate their appearance. Part of the reason women's dating standards have gone up so much is because they picture themselves on Instagram and they're increasingly starting to think that the way they see themselves online with filters is actually the way that they look and the way other people see them. Plus, most guys don't use filters on social media, so that could also be part of the reason that women are dating 2 or 3 notch counts above where they used to be. Because they believe they have higher value because the mirror that is their camera on their phone tells them so. But as far as I'm concerned, dating is dead and it bores me. The idea of being in a relationship kind of annoys me. Chitan, the height standards are even more insane, because women are seeing much taller guys online in their curated social media feeds. So they're starting to believe that there are tons of tall, attractive men out there, so why bother settling for some short guy when, as far as they're concerned, there are thousands of super tall men appearing on their feeds? Even if women could somehow settle for some short guy, they would still see many more tall guys online that would get their attention. Remember, not only is it more difficult to find an attractive or semi-attractive woman to date, but it's also increasingly difficult to keep her. If you listen to this channel, then you know the goal is not to find the best woman possible, but to strengthen your psychology so you don't have to date any of them to begin with. Yet another reason online dating sucks these days is back when I used to do it, there were occasionally women that played mind games and would lead me on. Now many women are looking to put someone in a friend zone so they can string them along for a week or two, and at that point basically get free emotional tampon services. This makes it so that women don't need relationships as much because they can outsource the emotional attention to multiple males and trick them along the way. Women on the whole have won with regards to free attention from men online that they string along and put in the friend zone from online dating. They also now have access to men that date that are 2 or 3 notch counts higher in the sexual marketplace. Women have gained ground and men have lost it. Eventually, at some point, I think we're just about there, the juice is no longer going to be worth the squeeze when it comes to dating for the average or below average male. But I think the technology only wrecked online dating. If you still date in real life, which is now the least common way to meet a woman, if she likes you, she'll be far more likely to chase you and hang around, instead of just leading you on and putting you in the friend zone. I think that's all I've got to say for this video. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chitan for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Chitan can no longer smash attractive women, but instead has to smash the leftover ladies with an overinflated sense of value. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think that online dating works, even though it doesn't, and there are 3 guys for every 1 girl on Tinder away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.